With the withdrawal of Dr. Rene Desmaris from the offer of Wicomico County Executive, the decision now falls back into the laps of the county council members. It was a 4-3 vote, with the dissenters casting their support for Republican delegate Carl Anderton. One of those was Councilmember Josh Hastings, who said in the end he was not surprised by Desmaris' decision. We caught up with him shortly after the announcement.
I'm actually not surprised. I kind of thought, even at the hearing, that it was just a really not going to be a good situation, that the doctor is suddenly going to be able to give up practice and then continue to, you know, we'll continue on to work. But our, you know, our charter is pretty clear that it has to be a full-time job, and so I'm not surprised that he dropped out.
How did this go wrong?
That's a good question. First of all, I think there's a lot of things that we could have done better as the county council. We should have certainly had a much more public process and a longer questioning period. I think, you know, had we had more opportunity to really dive deep into conversations, I think, especially with Dr. Desmaris, that we would have, I know I certainly would have started asking much more probing questions.
How important do you think the public reaction was to this? And do you have any sense at all as to how that public reaction might impact some of your fellow council members who did vote for the doctor?
Yeah, I definitely think the public reaction was quite immense. Even the very first night we actually voted on Thursday night, I mean, the audience was absolutely flabbergasted at the difference, because it was very clear of who did well in the interview and who did not. The doctor did not do nearly as well as Delegate Anderton. So I think that uproar then carried over into a lot of influential folks in the community, as well as just being all over social media. And, the doctor may be a wonderful person, but that's not I think it was very clear that there was more to the situation than, than the public didn't feel like Delegate Anderton or got a fair shake, or, at the same time, they didn't feel like they got a good understanding of who these candidates were.
I take it you have a favorite, that is Carl Anderton.
I supported him definitely in the other night, but clearly he did a way better job than anyone else he was interviewing. And I don't say that. I mean, to be clear about that, he literally brought multiple plans in place that he brought to the interview, with all of the things that we wanted to do together, and how, and then he actually was the only one beforehand that actually spent many hours with each council member discussing what they wanted, where they were going, how best to make this a great relationship. And he did that, of course, with many other community leaders.
What do you expect the next council meeting? Any expectations what's going to happen there? Or I know it's real early.
Next council meeting, I think we'll have usually we have closed door session. I think that'll probably be the place where we'll try to figure out next steps. That'll be a week from Tuesday, September 1st. So I think then we'll figure out how we're going to approach it. But a lot of people have been asking the question of whether or not there's going to be a whole new process to get interviews and to interview folks.
Wicomico County Council Member Josh Hastings on the announcement by Dr. Rene Desmaris to withdraw his name for Wicomico County Executive. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.